Okay, now this one is called 2 Years in Eastport. And it comes about after he left working on the yacht with Dad for the Porters and got a job as captain of a boat for the colonel of the Army Engineers that was going to build a dam down in Passamaquoddy Bay. I've labored 2 years, boys, for old Uncle Sam, way down here in Eastport on Roosevelt's Dam. And he promised me, boys, that the dam would go through, but he didn't say when, boys, and I don't think he knew. He gave us $10 million, put us all on relief, but that Vandenberg senator caused him plenty of grief, and I know all his troubles, but he'll never know mine, for 2 years in Eastport is a mighty long time. And we built him a village, and a wharf, and a scow, but the Lord only knows, boys, what he'll do with them now. We're sitting here wondering what Congress will do, for Brewster still tells us the dam will go through. We've waited all winter for the job to begin, eating fish and potatoes and our shoes growing thin. We're hoping for action the most any old kind, for 2 years in Eastport is a mighty long time. The opportunity is there, boys, and the door's open wide, and the Passamaquoddy still roars with the tide. Give Quoddy a vote, boys, and the battle is won, for the engineers claim that the job can be done. I'm still down here waiting for the powers that be to make a decision that'll liberate me. Dodge these government jobs, boys, no matter what kind, for 2 years in Eastport is a mighty long time.